a few questions from that, because I know sometimes different people ask, is there any significance to Latin, Aramaic, and Hebrew? In other words, like, I'm sure maybe people ask you that, like, does language matter when we pray?
Well,
Or maybe the question is, does certain languages irritate the demons more, or is it the content of the prayer itself?
it depends. I mean, there are certain prayers that irritate demons more than others. The Saint Michael prayer that I shared with you, my friend Jacinta read that to her friend Daniel. Daniel is getting exorcism tomorrow, if everybody would like to pray. Now, even if people don't hear this broadcast for however long, God's not limited by space and time. So if everybody hears it 30 days from now and prays for this past for tomorrow, all God will take all those prayers and put them on Sunday, so that they'll be effective. But she read him, she does like 2 or 3 hours of prayer with him every night. And he's possessed. And she said, "What do you think of this Saint Michael prayer from Father Candido?" And he was an exorcist. And she reads him the prayer. And he was like, "My demons hated that. They said that was very painful. And they didn't like you reading it. They wanted you to stop." And then she reads it to me. And I don't know about that conversation. And I said, "Wow, that's not at all like the one everybody else prays. I used to think the Saint Michael prayer was powerful, but now after hearing that one, that original one was like a glass of water, and this is a steak. I mean, if you're thirsty, a glass of water is what you need, but if you're hungry, you need the steak. A glass of water is not going to help much. It seems so powerful. It's like, how do we have so many different Saint Michael prayers? We have the long one that only the bishop can give you permission to pray. It's an actual exorcism prayer. Then we have the version that everybody else knows, that we have permission to pray. But I didn't realize it was so not strong, just until I saw this other one. And this other one is so powerful. Did Karen send you the prayer that she prays every day, multiple times a day?
No.
It's like a 20, it takes 20 minutes to pray it. And she read it to me a few days ago, and then she sent me a copy of it. And it sounds like it would defeat every diabolical entity there is, that you would be safe. You need to ask her if I know she got it from the Bible, but I don't know who presented it to her. I don't know how she got it. But
Yeah.
if you ask her, she might give you permission to have it on the show, for you to post it somewhere. And
Sure.
it's extremely powerful.
You'll see with people sometimes where to draw the line between fear and prudence, and especially what can lay people do, what they can't. And sometimes when we talk about these things, people will only focus on you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't say that prayer, you can't say. What are some general rules? And there may be some specific ones as well for the things that lay people can do in terms of spiritual warfare, so that they know, look, these are the weapons we have. Don't be afraid to use them. You might get a few arrows here and there. That doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. Maybe what are some guidelines for that?
Well, to go back to the previous question about languages and things with demons, because I was going to launch into something else. Latin is the official language of the church, and that was our mass for almost 1500 years. And then, we got the Novus Ordo. Have you ever seen the documentary Mass of the Ages?
I'm supposed to do an interview with them soon.
It was a really good documentary, and it told about what the Mass was, what all the prayers mean in the Mass, and what they turned it into. And that it seemed like it was an experiment because they were trying to attract the Protestant crowd to the Catholic Church. And instead, the experiment pushed the good Catholics out of the Catholic Church and it didn't attract any Protestants. And they said that now, since the experiment has failed, we should eliminate the Novus Ordo and all go back to the Latin Mass. You know, I mean, there seems to be a problem with some of the Latin Mass goers and the Novus Ordo goers. You know, and there seems to be animosity going back and forth, and everybody looks at it, I think, incorrectly. You know, it's like, don't look at it as you're right and they're wrong. Look at it as you like this type of Mass and they like that type of Mass. And just be happy that you're able to go to Mass, because we had a time for a while where nobody could go to Mass. You know, it didn't matter if you were right or wrong, you weren't going to Mass. And that was a very, very sorrowful time. That felt like the only rosaries I could pray was the Sorrowful Mysteries, because that's all we had, was sorrow in our hearts. You know, it's like, I want a bishop that doesn't close the doors when COVID comes out. You know, that isn't afraid, that knows that Jesus isn't going to give me COVID. You know, he can give me the Eucharist on the tongue, because he's not going to pass COVID along to me. You know, and that didn't exist during the lockdown. Actually, during the lockdown, I was able to go to Mass, I think it was the week before Easter and the week after Easter, but not Easter Sunday. But I was only able to go to Mass because St. Pius X would drive to our town and hold an outdoor Mass. You know, and you had to do the 6-foot distancing, and I'm in a wheelchair, so he would come up to the car and give me the Eucharist. But in between each time that he touched a Eucharist, he had his hands doused in hand sanitizer. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Jesus isn't going to give anybody COVID. You know, but praise God, I was able to go to Mass during that time, because all my churches in my diocese were closed.